Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line, Captain Libby Weiss, the spokesperson for the Israeli Defense Force. A very, very good morning to you. I know how incredibly busy you are. I really appreciate that you are able to speak to us this morning. How are you?
Of course. No, my pleasure to be here. It was quite a tense evening, a tense 3 days that we've had here. I spent a good portion of the evening running to shelters from incoming Hamas rocket fire. But happy to be with you this morning.
Thank you. We are obviously here in South Africa and indeed around the world being faced with a tsunami of negativity, misinformation, outright lies. How does this impact on how the IDF functions? Because if you do have to look to the rest of the world for a moral compass, I'm not sure that Israel would exist anymore. That said, it still does put you in an enormously difficult position.
Yeah, you know, I think here in the IDF, we're very, very mission driven. We're very, very focused on the task at hand, which is an immense task to make sure that Israelis across the country are able to live normally, which, you know, perhaps doesn't sound too crazy or dramatic to people outside of this country, but for the citizens of Israel who've spent much of the last few days dodging rocket fire, a return to normalcy really is the goal. And so we're very, very focused on that.
Right.
And of course, you know, we are in contact with our allies, and with our counterparts, but it is a challenge, I think, on the public perception front. But we're very focused on the mission at hand, which I think keeps us guided on the task.
And I'm not sure how much you're able to share or not, but what's the thought of a ground invasion? We are seeing mixed reports around whether this is something that is realistic.
So as a military, we are tasked with really being prepared for a variety of different scenarios. I don't want to jump the gun at this point and talk about a potential change in terms of our tactics. Right now, we're still focused on striking Hamas targets from the air, as we've been doing, and really crippling their ability to launch rockets. But of course, we're assessing the situation. It's very dynamic. We're assessing it on an hourly basis, and you know, we'll be prepared to do whatever is necessary and whatever task we're given by the political echelon here.
There's been a lot of comments, certainly from my listeners, concern about whether this attack from Hamas caught the IDF off guard. What's your response to that?
You know, this is the third Gaza conflict that I've been involved in the military. So we are aware of Hamas. We are, of course, aware of their ability, something that we watch, something that we are key of. We also don't have an important element of our situational assessment. We know that Hamas has been building up rockets. We understand that these rockets are certainly a threat. And, of course, I think once we reach the conclusion of this conflict, we'll be able to look back and perhaps do a deeper analysis of what took place. But it certainly does not come as a surprise to the IDF that Hamas is well versed in terror and then experienced in launching terror attacks against Israel.
Is there any sense, and that's a question a lot of listeners are asking, including some from Israel, any sense of how long this is going to go on?
It's a great question. Here in the IDF, we're very focused, I would say, on the mission and the goal rather than a timeline. We want to make sure that Israelis can resume their normal lives. So we will operate as long as we need to in order to achieve that goal and to make sure, you know, again, that Hamas doesn't launch. You know, at this stage, they've launched more than 1,600 rockets. Certainly nobody can live in this way, and nobody would be expected to live in this way. And as the IDF, we'll keep operating until life resumes some degree of normalcy here.
And the concern around Hezbollah in the north and other areas where Israel obviously has for some time been keeping a close eye?
So we're continuing to keep a close eye. Right now we don't see any unusual activity on those fronts. Again, though, we are keeping a close eye on the different fronts that we have. But right now, the primary focus still remains.
Are you concerned? One of our listeners asking, and I think
Hamas in Gaza.
One of our listeners asking. Last night's rockets went as far as Nahariya. Is Hamas becoming more sophisticated?
Well, certainly, I think over time we have seen Hamas, I would say, step up their game in terms of the rockets, in terms of the rocket capabilities, in terms of the other infrastructure that they have. That they have developed. Some of the alarms that were sounded in the northern part of the country, or a bit more north in the country yesterday, actually were false alarms. But there's no doubt that Hamas has invested a huge amount of resources and effort into advancing their capabilities, and it's certainly something that we're seeing now.
Right, and it's just in terms of calling up reservists, war preparedness. Has the IDF gone onto a separate onto a different footing?
So we have called in reservists. There are reserve troops that have been called in. Again, that's really to maintain a wide sort of variety of different potential scenarios and capabilities that the IDF can have in the event that's what the political echelon decides. But again, we're at this stage, we're still focused primarily on the goals of, striking Hamas targets from the air.
Right. And unfortunately, that is where we do have to leave it. Captain Libby Weiss, thank you for taking the time. I know the pressure that you're under. Spokesperson of the for the IDF, the Israel Defense Force. Just be safe and continue the great work that you are doing.